It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Howdy there. Welcome to the Pigpen. This is Pigging Out, a podcast brought to you by the Belly Up Sports Media Network. Here are your hosts, Nathan Nguyen and Kevin Wilson.
Welcome to the first episode of the Pigging Out podcast, a new podcast on the Belly Up Sports Media Network. You may have seen me before. If you haven't, my name is Nathan Nguyen, and I am the host of a couple shows, one of them being Renamed Right Now. The other one, I'm part of the Corner Booth podcast with Jared Klim and two other guys of the Belly Up Sports Network. And I recently joined them, actually. But this show, specifically, it's going to be run by yours truly, but I'm not alone. And I'm really glad I have this guy by my side because he is an expert in a lot of things. Baseball, basketball, NFL, maybe golf. I really don't know. Regardless, it's Kevin Wilson, the senior writer for Belly Up Sports. Kevin, what's up, sir? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. And I guess it remains to be seen how expert I am. You mentioned golf. Don't go there. Everything golf or soccer is not my jam. All but right. Everything else, we're pretty much in the game. And we're already getting shouts out. Billy saying, "What's up, guys?
Picking
we're
out.
Doing good, and we are excited.
We really
because
are.
This is the very first show.
Exactly, yes, sir.
Of all time, right here, and so we are going to nail it. That's the my prediction
episode,
right now.
The pilot episode, as they would call it, here in the pod.
That's right."
Well, seem the
There we go. I seem to have lost some volume there, so we're back. Exactly.
The beauty of podcasting is that you can always edit it at the end of the day. But if you're live,
right.
Then it just messes everything up. So my apologies.
Yeah, so yeah, we're bringing the power regardless.
But yeah, you know, as Kevin said, we're very excited to get this going. The schedule-wise, this show will be on every Tuesday, 4 p.m. if you live in the Pacific Coast, but most of you listening likely live in the East Coast or Central Time, as Kevin does. So it'll be 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 Central, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. And we'll go for about 30 to 40 minutes. We will try to get this episode specifically done in about 30 minutes because we have the NBA playing game starting in about half an hour, so at 6:30
right.
Central. So very excited for that, by the way.
Very, I'm sure you are, Kev. Yes, I am. Which is very unusual. We'll get into that when we get to the NBA. So,
yes, sir, indeed. But we'll cover the NBA today. Also, the WNBA. The draft was yesterday. A lot of great players. I got to say, Kev, we'll get into it actually right now. So our segments are going to be split up in oinks. So as weird as that sounds, this is the first oink presented by SeatGeek. Use Belly Up Sports or the code Belly Up Sports for $20 off your first order on SeatGeek. I've used it before to get tickets to, and I'm not, you know, afraid to say it, A's games.
Okay.
I know you used it for Dodgers games, I'm sure.
Well, if I was in California, I would. But Texas, it works. It works. Works good.
Good old Texas.
That's right.
Yeah, but anyway, this website is a great, SeatGeek is just a great website to get your tickets, whether it's for sporting events or concerts. So use the code BellyUpSports for $20 off your first order. So they are the sponsor of our first segment, the first oink, as you would say. And our first segment is about the WNBA. Now, I tell you, Kev, the WNBA has grown exponentially these past few years, but based on what we saw yesterday, it's going to get a lot of attention within the next month, because you know who I'm talking about. It's Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
Caitlin Clark did get drafted first overall yesterday by the Indiana Fever. She joins a few players like Aaliyah Boston, Erica Wheeler, Kelsey Mitchell, to name a few. And I guess the first question to ask you, Kev, is how much of an impact do you think Caitlin Clark will not just have on the WNBA, but more specifically, the Fever?
Well, I grew up in Indiana. So that's first thing. And do you know the reason why they call them the Indiana Fever? Do you know why they named them that?
I really don't. No, sir.
Okay, so in Indiana, basketball is the state religion, much like football in Texas. They take their basketball very, very seriously in Indiana. And that's why them and Kentucky have such a rivalry going on, because Kentucky, you know, supposedly is basketball mecca or whatever else. But Indiana is basketball fever. That's why they named them that. I think that is the perfect match between Caitlin Clark, who went to Iowa, and to go to Indiana. And so that is going to work out especially well. Did you see that they sold 17,000 tickets to go in Indianapolis to watch the NBA draft or WNBA draft? And so that's the kind we wouldn't be doing our first segment of our first show about the WNBA if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark. Let's be honest about this. And there are some people in the WNBA that need to kind of, you know, calm down a little bit, because they're wanting to take Caitlin Clark down a little bit. And I don't understand that. They need to embrace her. She needs to be on TV. She needs to be on posters. She needs to be on cereal boxes. She needs to be out there, because people are watching because of her, and only because of her. That might hurt some feelings, but that's just the reality of it.
I think it's just the jealousy, Kev. I mean, you know, for example, you mentioned a few players like, Sue Bird, for example, or Breanna Stewart, for example, right? Or Diana Taurasi. You know, these women who, they are respectable.
That's right.
In the sport, but, you know, them and just a bunch of people as a whole have been calling for people or the fans to say, hey, we deserve more attention too. It shouldn't be all about the men's basketball. Focus on us. And Caitlin Clark comes in, so all of a sudden we're going to just, you know, I guess dislike Clark for all the attention that she's bringing to the sport. No, it doesn't make sense.
No.
But I think for me, Clark, she's just an impactful player. I mean, let's be honest. She kind of single-handedly led Iowa to the national championship. And we saw in the national championship how much of an impact she had in that.
18 million people watched the championship game between them and South Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people watched the men's side. I didn't see that. But 18.9 million watched the women's championship game. And when was the last? That's never happened.
No, sir.
Ever.
Ever.
And so WNBA, get on board. And I'll just throw in there, because Angel Reese, which is her personal little rivalry going on right there, went to the Chicago Sky. I think that is the best possible matchup that they could have ever hoped for, because now they're in the border states. They're in the same conference. They're going to I think that rivalry is blown up around them a lot. I think they respect each other, but they can, every time that is, you know, they play each other, should be on TV somewhere, because that's a rivalry that they can stoke up a lot and they can have fun with. And I can't believe what I'm saying. I'm excited to see a Chicago Sky and Indiana Fever basketball game.
And it's likely going to be on national television. I mean, 36 of the 40 games that Fever have this season are on national television. So one of them has to be between Chicago and the Fever. Would you say Angel Reese is your favorite prospect outside of Caitlin Clark, or is there someone else that stands out to you, Kev?
She's the best well-known, I would say. I really liked Camila Cardoso.
Yes, that's her name.
Okay, correct. Camila Cardoso. And she also went to the Sky. And so, the Sky a few years back actually went to the WNBA Finals. And so they kind of fell on hard times and everything, but so they can get them right back up on the horse. I will say that I'm going to give a shout out to because we're in Texas here, so I got to give a shout out to J.C. Sheldon, okay, from Ohio State, who went to the Dallas Wings, and so. My wife and I were talking about this, about actually going to a WNBA game.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And so it all comes back. If it wasn't for Caitlin Clark, who cares who would have got drafted, where? We wouldn't be going to any games. I guarantee you that. But this year, we could go to some Dallas Wings games. And every WNBA team needs to put out there when the Indiana Fever are coming to town. So everybody knows that, so they can pack in the stadium. Yeah, Billy says L.A. Sparks loaded up with Cam. They did do that.
Mrs. Brink and Jackson as well. I love Brink from Stanford University. I think she was chosen second overall by
that's
Sparks.
Right. That's
so,
right.
So I'm very excited to see her shine for the Sparks. Good old – I love Los Angeles, by the way. Hell of a city. Beautiful city. They – home of your Dodgers.
That's right. Dodgers. I've been a Dodger fan longer than I have, almost been alive. So Dodgers are my team. And to the detriment of some other people who, Dodger haters to their core. And that's fine with me. But I'm Dodgers. And that's all there is to it.
Yes, sir. That's going to be it for the WNBA segment. So good luck to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, Cardoso, Mrs. Brink, and the rest of the draftees. Congrats to all of them for being selected in the WNBA draft yesterday. We shift our focus from the women's side to the men's side.
Okay.
Our second segment is, the second oink, as you would call it, is presented by Righteous Felon Jerky. Righteous Felon Jerky has the meat snacks. It has the flavor, the fuel that you need to conquer the day. And if you use the code BELLYUP, you get 50% off your order. 15%, not 50, 15%. I can't even pronounce my 50 and my 15s. Regardless, use the code BELLYUP. You get a discount for Righteous Felon Jerky. And they are the sponsor of our second segment of the day, which is the NBA. I will admit, Kev, I kind of have more expertise when it comes to the NBA compared to the WNBA. So I'm going to get that out right now.
Okay, me too. Okay, all right. No surprise there.
And as we're recording this, we are actually about 15 minutes away from the first playing game between the Lakers and the Pelicans, the 7 and 8 seeds competing to clinch a spot officially in the playoffs, which, real quick, Kevin, is the play-in the playoffs to you, or is it not?
Quickly, it's not the playoffs.
Okay,
it's not. We could call it the postseason, I guess, but it's not the playoffs.
Yeah. It's not the playoffs. Okay.
And usually, up until this year, the first round of the NBA playoffs, in my opinion, is the worst of all professional sports. There's one beats 8 in 4 games, 2 True. Beats 7 in 4 games, 3 beats 6 maybe in 5, maybe 4-5 matchup is a good matchup. Yeah. However, that's not the case this year.
It's not.
We're talking about the Lakers right now. And we could talk about the Warriors later on. And then tomorrow you got the 76ers versus Miami. And Miami was in the NBA Finals a year ago. Remember, they were in this exact same spot last year. And they went all the way to the NBA Finals before they ran out of gas against Denver. So there is a lot going on. There's a lot at stake, and there's every reason to tune these games in.
Yes, sir. And well, I guess the first question for this specific segment is, Kev, so you mentioned the Lakers and the Warriors. You mentioned the Warriors and the Kings also playing tonight as well. Tomorrow's going to be the Heat and the Sixers. And then you have, well, the playing again.
I'm not going to go into Chicago versus Atlanta. They don't deserve to be there. They're like 10 or 11 games below 500. That's ridiculous. That's awful. If you can't even be a 500 team, you deserve to be nowhere near a playoff. Nowhere.
So we can take off two of the teams that you may for the play-in. I guess which team, Kev, in your opinion, in the out of the play-in teams, has the best chance to make it to make a run in the playoffs if they get into the playoffs?
Of course. I would say off the top of my head, and this is, of course, if health is involved, and that's Joel Embiid over on Philadelphia.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, because he is a game changer. We all know this. And the Knicks, there's a lot of people that don't believe in the Knicks. I like the Knicks team. I like what they're doing over there. But Joel Embiid changes that hold, and they don't have Harden running around to ruin things this year. So I know people like will pick the Lakers. I know people and the Warriors for a reason. But I'm going to go with the 76ers because if they win, then they'll play the Knicks in the first round.
I like that.
Let's say Miami wins. Let's just say, even that would be a great matchup. Miami versus New York in the first round. So that's a first round series we can all get behind, no matter who wins that game tomorrow night.
Fair enough. I think for me, the team, and I may be a little biased, I will say the Lakers. And it's not because of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Otherwise, this segment would be completely just boring. No. I do like the depth the Lakers have. I like how, you know, they brought the squad back from last year and with Rui Hachimura and D'Angelo Russell and Austin Reeves, and they added a few guys in terms of depth pieces behind them, like a Christian Wood or a Jackson Hayes, for example. This team, yes, not only did they beat the Pelicans on Sunday, LeBron put like a triple-double on the board, by the way, but yeah, it's just, I do feel like if as long as everyone else, and I'm talking D'Angelo Russell, I'm talking Austin Reeves, and I'm to an extent Anthony Davis, because he can't disappear right now. As long as they win tonight, the reward for doing that is facing the Nuggets. And I understand that's a tough task. But it's better for them to play them now than later. And I feel like
you have to play them sooner or later.
Exactly. And you got swept last year, which is fine, but LeBron was hurt, so that's going to be the excuse I'm going to use. But he's healthy right now. Davis is sort of healthy right now as well. I do feel like the Lakers will make a run. It's just getting past Denver. But if they – let's be honest, Kev, if they get past Denver, they have a better chance of winning the West. So –
I agree with that. And so let me float this to you because I heard this morning.
Yes, sir.
That – it was proposed that the Lakers should go ahead and lose tonight's game. So therefore they would play whoever wins the other matchup and they would avoid the Nuggets in the first round. What is your response to that?
I will quickly answer that because I really want to get your opinion on the East and the West in terms of who's going to be the favorite coming out of the conference. I will say no, because if you lose tonight, the Lakers lose tonight, they will have to play the winner of Golden State or the Sacramento Kings. Now, I'm scared of both teams because the Warriors won the season series 3-1, and there was not really a contest in either of them. The game the Lakers did win was by 1 point in double overtime, and it took free throws by LeBron James out of all people to win it. The Lakers got swept by the Kings. Those games weren't a contest either. Honestly, if you win tonight, just get it over with. And I do not, as a Lakers fan, do not want to see them play the Warriors or the Kings, even if it's at Crypto.com Arena, which is still a terrible name for an arena, by the
way. It's awful.
It's terrible. No, I would just win tonight, take care of business, and then rest up, play Denver when you have to, and just go from there. Don't risk losing. And then people are saying, oh, well, your reward for losing, if you do win the next one, is playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder are the number one seed for a reason. You can say, oh, they're young and everything like that. It doesn't matter. They're the number one seed for a reason. I'm going to leave it at that. because if I rant, I'm gonna go for like 20.
Okay. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. That's a ridiculous notion. Uh-huh. And let me just say, because that came out of ESPN. All right.
Out of all people,
and,
huh?
And Mike, you know, Greeny over there was the one that proposed that, and it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Even because let's say that they lose.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
And then they lose to the Warriors or whomever. You're out.
There's no more. You're done.
There's no more. You're done.
You're so sitting at home.
You win what's in front of you and worry about what comes next later.
Exactly.
And so the best chance for the Lakers to advance is against the Pelicans.
Yes.
They showed that just 2 days ago.
Just
they
do it
went
again.
Into New Orleans and they beat them. And so if. And I saw that New Orleans is favored. I'm not buying that. No. And I think the Lakers will win this game. And, of course, you know, LeBron and Davis and all that. But I think you touched on it. D'Angelo Russell is the key to that series. Because he had 19 in his last game against New Orleans.
Yes,
if he does that, if he does that again, the Lakers are in good shape.
You know what's crazy, Kev? There's no excuses because none of the players had to go anywhere. They either go home
right.
or go to the hotel that's across the street. They didn't have to go anywhere. There's no excuse.
No.
And there's nothing to do in New Orleans. I'm just kidding. There's always something to do in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Kev, who is your favorite to come out of the Western Conference? Out of no matter who comes, who gets out of the play-in, regardless of who it is, who is coming out of the Western Conference?
I'm going with the defending champion, Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
Okay, people are disparaging Oklahoma, but I like them.
Okay.
And I think Minnesota is probably the ricketiest team out of the top three. They had a chance, right? But they've got Phoenix, and that's another, and they just lost to them big. I wouldn't be surprised if Phoenix wins that series. So, Denver, they're not afraid of anybody. You're the Lakers, you're Warriors, you're whomever. And so they don't have to worry about home court until they get to the Western Finals. And so I think that Denver is going to come out of the West.
All righty. I think for me, and this is going to sound really crazy, for some reason, my gut told me yesterday when I was doing research on this for the Mavericks to come out of the West. And it sounds crazy. Okay. I understand it.
Okay. Not crazy. Because if you look, I've got a Maverick shirt on right now.
Ah. Okay. You're on my side, okay. Kev.
ANC is about 20 miles from where I live. And that's another series. So we could talk about these series all night probably, but the Mavericks and Clippers.
Yes, sir.
As another barn burner first round series. I don't trust the Clippers. I don't trust Harden.
I don't.
And so I don't trust health when it comes to the Clippers. So I think the Mavericks can win that series. And if they do, they're a dangerous team.
I honestly think if the Mavericks end up facing the Nuggets down the line, they're going to put up a fight. And I know the depth behind in the Mavericks is kind of shaky, but you do have Luka Doncic, who is arguably an MVP this year, and you have Kyrie Irving, who is one of the best number two superstars in the league. Those two guys can tear it up. They could match up against Denver, even if it doesn't look like that on paper. I just feel, just to be different, I guess, but also there's evidence behind it. I'm going with the Mavericks in the West. But what about the East? I feel like we have similarities for the East, Kev.
I think so. The Celtics have been the best team, and they've shown that they can win the Eastern Conference, which when they get to the finals, that they have a problem.
Exactly.
So and they don't have to worry about the 76ers in the first round or any of that. And so, I guess they might if the 76ers lose, which I don't think they will. And then they play the next round. But I think the Celtics are the best team by far. And so they've been on coasting a little bit. I hope they throw the switch and just take care of business. And if they play the top of their game, I don't see anyone this year beating them.
The only team that will beat the Celtics is the Celtics themselves. That's all I got for that. The only team that will beat them is themselves. Because yes, they are 37-4 at home. Yes, they can shoot the lights out. But then again, like you mentioned, Kev, it's when at the biggest stage where we see the true identity of teams. And the Celtics teams kind of scares me, despite the fact they were dominant in the regular season. You just never know.
That's right. But they've, like I said, they've got to the finals.
Exactly.
They know how to do that. So I'm not going to say, well, like I said, if the Celtics play at the top of their game, no one's beating them, not Denver, no one else. And but that remains to be seen whether or not they can play at the top of their game all the way through.
Yes, sir. It's going to be exciting. I know by next Tuesday, we'll get a better picture of the playoffs in terms of the NBA, you know, which teams actually make that out of the play-in, all the matchups and stuff like that. So we'll definitely cover more of the NBA next Tuesday. As we shift towards our third and final segment, our third oink of the day. And it's about the NFL. And Kev, I tell you, I am so, so excited. I'm telling you, if we had to, we would talk about this for hours because there's just so many prospects that stand out, so many fits or good fits for each prospect as well. When it comes to the NFL draft, there's so many intriguing guys, quarterback, running back, wide receiver. But I guess just for this question, Kev, who are your favorite prospects in this draft?
Well, I don't know about favorite, but the most interesting one to me
is
J.J. McCarthy.
Ah,
and the reason why I say this is because I was on the No Credentials Required show about a little over a month ago, and we had discussed that the Vikings could get J.J. McCarthy at their original draft spot. Now, here we are 1 month later, and they're saying that he could go possibly in the top three picks of this draft. And so I'm trying to figure out what exactly has occurred in the last month or so where he's zoomed up the draft board that far that teams are salivating all over themselves to get J.J. McCarthy. And so I'm interested to see where he winds up, and my fear is that he's not NFL ready, and so whatever team he winds up on is going to be a quarterback needy team, and I don't think that's the best thing for him.
I think before you answer the question, you mentioned the most interesting prospect, and I feel like that's a better way of attacking this specific topic. To answer that question in terms of the most interesting, I would go with Marvin Harrison because, yes, he is the most complete. Because I'm going to address McCarthy in a second. I would say Harrison, if you agree, Kev, he's the most complete receiver out of the bunch. He's 6'4".
I agree.
He has it.
He's the most complete player, period, in this draft.
Yeah. Like, he has it all. Like,
in my opinion.
Good speed, good size, his hands are great. Arm length is good, however you want to measure it, whatever the case may be. His statistics are great. Everything about Harrison screams number one wide receiver. It's just the fact that he didn't participate in this pro day or the combine, which kind of was like, okay, well, Malik Nabers did and Romo Odunze did, but you didn't. What does it have to say? To the point where Harrison might drop to six to the Giants. Anyways, I can dream. I can dream.
That's right. Yeah, and that's not that crazy.
No, it's not.
Because just today I was looking over some mock drafts, mm-hmm. and up until today, from what I've seen, MHJ, as you mentioned, has gone to Arizona in every mock draft I've seen, but up until today. And then they've had your Giants trading to number four, okay?
Yes,
and,
sir.
If you're the Cardinals, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah,
I know other guys are fabulous wide receivers. This is a much better wide receiver class than there was last year because remember the first one didn't go off the board to the Seahawks.
Exactly,
and I believe it was 24th pick in the first round.
Yes, sir.
Now we're talking about. After the quarterbacks are figured out as the first three picks, there's going to be three wide receivers taken in a row. Boom, boom, boom.
Unless, like you mentioned, McCarthy, because the Giants, it's just, and I want to answer what or comment on what you mentioned about McCarthy and why he's so intriguing. Kev, to be honest, I am not the most knowledgeable when it comes to these college prospects. I try my best. That's why I do this mock draft for Belly Up Sports.
That's right. We study, we look, we read, you know, we're not paid, you know, to be the consultants. If somebody wants to do that, hey, I'm available. But and so I'm with you. I don't see what's JJ is, you know, is there some kind of super pill that he had hidden in his bed or under his mattress or what, that all of a sudden he's Superman.
Yeah. Is it his aura? Is it because he played in a pro style offense? Is it because he played for Jim Harbaugh, who has hyped him up ever since he arrived in Los Angeles? Is it Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce saying, oh, I don't understand why this guy isn't higher on draft boards. He just won a national championship. No, he did not win a national championship. The team won the national championship. Quorum, Donovan Edwards, Roman Wilson won the national championship. Chris Jenkins on the defensive line won the championship. Mr. McCarthy did not. Yes, he did just enough. He did enough to win. And yes, wins do matter, Kev, but it's like, to an extent, it can't just be all about wins. We have to see the tape, and the tape doesn't scream number six overall pick. It doesn't scream. No. It definitely doesn't scream second overall pick. Or it's third over.
Yeah, that's what I saw today. Is he was going number two to Washington? I'm like, player, stop it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like I could
Anthony Richardson pre-draft rise. Okay, he's right about that. And I wasn't sold. And let me just say this right out of the gate: I was not sold on him. I liked him, but I wasn't sold on him going to Indianapolis and being their starting quarterback. I don't think he was ready for that. And so the similar situation is happening here with all these guys, really, but McCarthy in particular, because he doesn't have the pedigree to me.
He doesn't.
And so whoever drafts J.J. McCarthy, unless it's, you know, everybody kind of calms down and maybe he goes 11th, okay, or something like
there
that.
There you go. 11 is perfect. 11
I thought was absolutely perfect. That's what I said a month ago. I'm staying with that right now. But I see somebody, possibly Denver, I've heard. Mm-hmm. Okay, Denver says there's not a quarterback needier team than Denver, and that's their own fault because my man Russell Wilson got ran out of town. But anyway, so if they take whoever takes J.J. McCarthy, if it's early and he's doesn't work out, might be, you know, saying we want fries with that next year at this time.
You know what's crazy, Kev? If McCarthy falls, no one's going to blink an eye. No one's going to be like, oh my God. No, no one's going to say a word because he's not that good. And this is for Joe Shane. I know you're not watching this.
Right.
Joe Shane, you better not draft McCarthy. Please don't do this to me.
Because I know you're a Giants guy.
Don't do it. Don't make me.
I know you're a Giants guy. And, if you're the Giants, can you please take a number one wide receiver?
Yes.
Can you please do that? Whomever is there at number six, that you're going to get a wide receiver. It's going to be one of the top three guys.
Yes.
Get them.
Get it. Just
get them.
Just get a receiver. Call tonight. Don't do it. Anything else? Please let me sleep in peace.
That's right.
Let me sleep in peace.
Let me just say this right now to finish up, because J.J. McCarthy, I like Penix more than I like J.J. McCarthy. Okay, and I wouldn't mind it because I'm a Seahawk guy. Okay, you can see that it's SEA is in my title. All right, so if he was because he was at Washington, if he went to the Seahawks, that would be a great fit.
Well, I like it too. I love Michael Penix. I really hope that. I kind of hope he falls to us, to be honest.
And so he's going to go later in the draft. And so he's one of those guys that you could get and don't have to pay as much. And he could be you talk about my favorite player in this draft. Michael Penix is it.
He's the best pocket passer in the draft. That's all I got for you.
That's right.
As we shift towards our final segment, which is our favorite props of the day. I know we only do once a week shows, but for those of you, betting on a Tuesday, this is a segment for you. So, Kev,
that's right.
Who are your favorite prop bets for today, Kev?
Okay, so, you know, since the Lakers game is already underway, I'm going to stay away from that. And my top prop bet out of, you know, I did my research and everything else, and the one I endorse the highest, and that's Draymond Green. You know, Draymond Green, you know, we could talk about him and all his annex and everything else, but the prop bet is 7.5 points. Over or under, okay? And I'm going under at minus 110. And did you happen to notice in his last game what he did? He had 0 points. He became the first player ever to have a double-double and have no points. Okay? And so when you look at what he's done, okay, he hasn't scored. They don't need him to score. That's not his game. But he has been below 7 in like 3 of his last 4 games. So I'm going under. It recommended over, but I'm going under at 7.5. So that's my prop bet of the day at the top.
All righty. See, I had a Lakers prop bet, but that game already started. It was going to be Hachimura over 19.5 points, rebounds, and assists, but obviously that's not going to happen. Well, that's too late to say.
It could happen. Now.
It could happen. It's just I can't really say it. So I'm gonna make it simple. I'm gonna make it simple, Kev.
Okay.
The Dodgers play the Nationals today, and I'm Asian.
Okay.
And you know who else is Asian on the Dodgers? Shohei Ohtani. So whatever prop bet that involves, let's just say 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs, I'm taking the over because Ohtani, he's just that guy.
He is.
I love him. I love
him. He is, and you know, he all that stuff that went on with him and his interpreter and that whole, and let me just say, I'm just going to say this, because when this story first broke, everybody was talking about, well, he's the next Pete Rose, okay? I said it right from the start. That's ridiculous, and it turned out to be that's exactly what happened. Shohei Ohtani was the victim here. And so, you know, I guess you could lay some of that because he wasn't paying attention enough to his finances or whatever else, but he's the victim. And so Pete Rose, and I've said this, I consistently said this, does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. He agreed to his lifetime ban, so just sit over there and be quiet, okay? And everybody else, take Shohei Ohtani out of your mouth because you don't deserve to be speaking his name.
I will say Ohtani is just the most pure, innocent, very friendly, very polite. I love I know we have to go soon, but I just love Ohtani. You know, before he gets up to bat, he always tips his cap to or his helmet to the opposing manager and the catcher and the umpire. I love him. You can't hate Ohtani, and the fact that he was found innocent is really, it's not a surprise to anyone. The interpreter was such a bad person. So
yeah, you can say it. He was a douche.
Yeah, he was. He was terrible. With that being said, you have your two prop bets. Mine was as simple as a Shohei Ohtani, whatever you got for Shohei Ohtani, the over. Because they're playing the Nationals, I feel like they'll do better than they did yesterday. And then Kevin brought up Draymond Green's under 7.5 points, and that'll do it for the first episode of Pigging Out.
That's right.
We appreciate you guys for joining the Pig Pen on our first episode here. We will be back with you next Tuesday, same time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 Central, 7 on the East Coast. We'll get a better picture of the NBA playoffs picture. I don't know why I said picture twice. We'll get close to the NFL draft.
It's just 2 days. It'll be 2 days after next Tuesday until the draft.
That's right.
Next Thursday. So strap in with us, and we'll take you along for the ride.
We could do a mock draft, Kev. I'm just saying. It's just
okay. You know, we could do that. And it's very intriguing. I like that idea.
It is. It sure is. Well, thank you, Kev.
It's always a pleasure.
For our listeners for the first time, where can they find you, sir?
You can always go. I just posted a story today on the Belly Up Fantasy website. And I talk about some surprises so far in the baseball season, and there are quite a few, both good and bad.
Okay.
There and didn't talk about any players that are injured. That's not their fault.
That's true.
But You know, I brought up guys like Bryce Harper. What has happened to Bryce Harper except for one game in particular? But that's just an example of the players that I talk about in that article. I have a whole slew of articles on fantasy baseball on the Belly Up Fantasy website. And on Sunday nights, Vince and I have a fantasy baseball show that we do together. And that comes on at 7 p.m. Central. Okay. I know at 8 o'clock is where time begins, supposedly, I've been told. But 7 o'clock Central, Sunday nights, that's where I'll be. And so check us out. You can always find me at Kevin62WILSEA on X or Twitter, or whatever it is now. But that's where you can find me.
It should be just Twitter. I don't know why they changed it to X. I know.
People outthink themselves and, you know.
They think they're doing something, but in reality, right. they're just making it worse.
They're burning the lights at 2 o'clock in the morning thinking that they're coming up with something that's really, really, really on point. But they should have went to sleep about 3 hours earlier.
Exactly. That's basically me. You can follow me on Instagram and we'll call it Twitter. I'm not going to call it X. At Nathan underscore Nguyen, spelled N-G-U-I-E-N 24. You can catch me writing articles for Belly Up Sports as well. Cover football, basketball, baseball, more specifically the A's when it comes to baseball, because I'm not the best, but the A's, they're my team, and the Phillies, but the A's are what I cover the most.
And maybe one of these episodes you'll have to describe how you become a team, you know, fan of teams that are completely other sides of the coast. I'd like to hear that story someday.
Now that, Kev, that will be an episode, I tell you that much.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Well, thank you guys for watching and listening.
Thank you.
Wherever you may be. And yeah, again, thank you for joining the Pig Pen. Oink, oink to you.
And that's right. Oink, oink. And have a great night. Enjoy your NBA playoffs. And we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next Tuesday, folks. Thank you very much.